I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. More government figures today on the economy and more evidence that it's recovering. The Commerce Department says both personal income and spending rose last month, spending by a lot. Worries about inflation, though, are still around as the Federal Reserve may hike interest rates this week. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, tell us more about these new figures and what they show.
Well, personal incomes rose 0.6% in May, and that helped propel a full percentage point rise in personal spending, as you mentioned. That is the best showing since just after the September 11th attacks, October 2001. And it's notable because consumer spending just keeps going and going and going. You know, we often cite the economic factoid that consumer spending drives 2/3 of the overall economy. And a lot of economists say it was all that spending that just kept us out of recession a couple of years ago, and there seems to be no let up.
So what's driving the spending?
Jobs. In a word, jobs. Especially the numbers on job creation of 200, 250,000 that we've seen in the last few unemployment reports, the monthly unemployment reports. And it's reflective of the overall economy. I asked economist Hugh Johnson of First Albany if this is just a quick hit or something that could be sustained over the coming months.
This could go for quite some time, but it really, really depends heavily on the strength of the economy, especially now that we're through the so-called tax rebate season, that the impact of low interest rates and the refinancing of houses. Now it's really going to require employment growth, and if the economy is strong, employment will continue to grow at a fairly strong pace, and there'll be lots of money to spend to keep consumer spending on a roll, so to speak.
So he says it's a fairly simple equation. Jobs beget income, begets spending, and the economy likes it when people keep their wallets open. Unless, of course, everybody's over their head in debt, but that's a whole other story.
Federal Reserve Board, the rate-setting committee meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll bet these figures are not going to discourage them from this long-rumored rate boost.
No. Actually, what they're really going to be looking at is an inflation number that was also contained in today's report. It's called the Price Index for Personal Consumption Expenditures. And that figure rose 0.2%. It's a modest increase, but you add it to the figures from the rest of the year so far, and you've got 2.3% annualized inflation. And that is just more fodder for the Fed to go ahead and raise interest rates from the current 46-year low of 1%. As we mentioned before, most economists are predicting that the Open Market Committee will boost that key interest rate by 0.25 percentage point. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at what's next for Iraq's newly sovereign economy and how foreign investors plan to take part in it.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace comes to us from Minnesota Public Radio.